This is the Midday Market Report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined at midday on Tuesday by Brian Doherty of Total Farm Marketing. Brian, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
A little bit softer, in particular in the new crop corn. You had a weekend that was relatively uneventful as far as big changes or surprises on forecast. And the market is sagging on what appears, in my opinion, what appears to be pretty good forecast. You're looking at the western half of the Corn Belt on the 6 to 10 day view with temperatures above normal and precipitation. So again, that kind of dry region all winter, all fall, and most of spring, looking to get some more moisture. And then the eastern Corn Belt, pretty much below normal in precipitation, which would be welcome to finish up planting there. So kind of an ideal forecast as far as I can tell. As a whole.
That was Brian Doherty with Total Farm Marketing. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Farmers Edge Laboratories, located in Grimes, Iowa, is putting your existing lab to the test with their price match guarantee. With results within 3 days, Farmers Edge Labs delivers on speed and price. Curious? Put us to the test and see why farmers, retailers, and agronomists partner with Farmers Edge Labs. Soil test with the best, FarmersEdgeLabs.com, or email labsales@farmersedge.ca.
July corn down a quarter cent at 4.59 and a quarter. July soybeans up 2 pennies at 10.62 and a quarter. July soybean meal up a dollar at 297.20. July soybean oil up a penny at 49.36. Chicago wheat down 14 cents at 528 and a half. Minneapolis wheat down 9.5 cents at 597 even. Kansas City hard red wheat down 14 cents at 524 and three quarters. July oats up 4 cents at 358 and three quarters. On the Merck, June live cattle down $1.08 at 214.73. August feeder cattle down 3.23 at 297.15. June lean hogs up 20 cents at 98.50. June pork cutout down 43 cents at 105.68. Class 3 milk up 37 cents at 19.71. This has been a check of the Midday Markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.